From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson, in for Brian Moline. It's Monday, June 20th. Coming up, a new three-digit mental health crisis number will roll out in July. It should make it easier for people to get help, but not all states are ready. We'll hear that story from SideFX Public Media's Carter Barrett in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. After a long wait, parents of children under the age of 5 can finally get the COVID vaccine for their kids. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention made that recommendation over the weekend. Dr. Tina Tan is a professor of pediatrics at Northwestern University in Evanston. She says getting young children vaccinated will not only protect them from serious illness, but will also help protect older adults who may not respond as well to the vaccine.
This can leave these individuals susceptible to COVID and the complications associated with it. So the more people in the household that can be vaccinated, the better these individuals will be protected. So you're protecting not only the child, but you're protecting other individuals.
Tan says children under a year of age with underlying health conditions are at high risk for serious illness if they contract COVID-19. The Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has also counted 15 cases of monkeypox in Illinois this year. Most cases have been reported in Chicago, but a case reported late last week came from DuPage County. Alex Stegman reports on how the state is watching the spread of this virus.
The good news, monkeypox doesn't spread as easily as COVID. Dr. R.T. Barnes is Chief Medical Officer with the Illinois Department of Public Health.
For better or for worse, and I think definitely for the better, doesn't spread as easily in the air and through just breathing the same air as someone. It requires a lot of prolonged contact, like 3 hours of very close contact.
An infected person could see swollen lymph nodes and flu-like symptoms at first, followed by rashes and sores on their face or body. The illness typically lasts 2 to 4 weeks. Barnes says state and local health departments learned a lot of lessons about contact tracing during this COVID pandemic, which are being put to use now. I'm Alex Dagman.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders came to the Mississippi River town of Burlington in southeast Iowa, bordering Illinois, to show support for striking CNH industrial workers there. Jane Carlson reports.
Sanders spoke to an enthusiastic crowd of union workers and supporters at Burlington's Crapo Park. He says CNH made $1.7 billion in profit last year, and the contract they offered workers is part of an ugly and grotesque culture of corporate greed.
And furthermore, CNH has unacceptably rehired replacement workers, and I know here in Iowa you have another word for that, called scabs.
Yeah!
And they hired these workers even before the strike started.
Around 1,200 workers at CNH plants in Burlington and in Racine, Wisconsin, have been on strike since their contract expired at the end of April. Workers say the issues are insufficient pay raises and drastically increased health care costs. The company is also trying to slash the length of the union contract from 6 to 3 years. I'm Jane Carlson.
Still to come, we'll learn about the rollout of a new three-digit mental health crisis number, and if states are prepared. That story from SideFX Public Media's Carter Barrett is next on 217 Today.
In the 19th century British drama, Jamaica Inn, orphan Mary Yellen arrives to live with her aunt in Cornwall and quickly discovers all is not what it seems. She must resist being drawn into the inn's dangerous world of smuggling and other criminal activity. When she falls for the petty thief Jem Merlin, her morals become conflicted and she is uncertain who she can trust. You can stream this and other acclaimed period dramas as Friends of WILL. Learn more at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson, in for Brian Moline. Preparations are in full swing for the rollout of a new national mental health crisis number. Advocates are hopeful the three-digit number, 988, will make it easier for more people to reach out for help starting mid-July. But as SideFX Public Media's Carter Barrett reports, some states are already struggling to keep up with their call volume. As a warning, this story mentions suicide.
Memorial Behavioral Health in Springfield, Illinois serves as part of the National Suicide Prevention Line Network. Staff are on call around the clock to talk to people struggling with suicidal thoughts, drug addiction, or mental health crises and get them connected to help. Memorial Behavioral Health President Diana Kanabi says for years, the call center was staffed by nurses who were also caring for patients.
And so that staff would answer the phone 24/7. But if they were busy with intakes or with residents, you know, in the facility, issues there, then they wouldn't be available to take the call.
Kanabi says they only recently switched to having staff members dedicated to the crisis line. Even with several positions they're still trying to fill, they've already seen big improvements.
You know, in the first month where we did that, we were able to answer 80% of the calls versus 20% in previous months.
That 20%, it follows statewide trends. During the first 3 months of 2022, Illinois-based call centers answered just 1 in 5 of all calls to the National Lifeline coming from people in state. The other 80% were redirected to other states. The next worst state, Texas, answered 40% of its calls. And this is happening at a crucial moment, as the three-digit 988 number is about to go live. Similar to calling 911 in an emergency, starting July 16th, people can call 988 during a mental health crisis. But an underinvestment has plagued Illinois crisis centers for years, so they're left with a tough hill to climb to prepare for the launch of 988. Here's Andy Wade, Executive Director of the Illinois Chapter of the National Alliance on Mental Illness, or NAMI.
You know, you're building on the platform of the suicide prevention line, which is a logical starting point, but that's been under-resourced in Illinois for so long that just ramping that up alone is far from sufficient.
Side Effects reached out to the Illinois Department of Human Services for comment on 988 preparations, but the agency did not respond. Rachel Bogwat is with NAMI's Chicago office. She says the state is trying to increase call center staff to meet growing demand.
In the time that it's ringing 12 call centers trying to, you know, get an answer, right, I might be on hold for 10 or 15 minutes. And that's really concerning for mental health advocates. I mean, when you're talking about somebody who is in crisis or considering suicide.
Bogwat worries that people staffing call centers in other states aren't familiar with local resources.
So our concern, right, is if Chicago's calls are being answered in Missouri, right, how is that person really able to understand what the crisis system or mental health infrastructure looks like locally?
In the first 3 months of this year, around 5,500 calls that originated in Illinois, about a quarter of all calls, dropped off before anyone answered. That's compared to a nationwide drop-off rate of about 18%.
Ideally, we want people to call it, but we do worry, absolutely, as advocates, that we're going to roll out this number, we're going to make it easier for people to call, and there's going to be no one on the other side of the phone.
Preparations for the 988 rollout have been rocky in many places, with hundreds of positions remaining unfilled at call centers across the U.S. The federal government anticipates that call volume could soar over the next few years. While there is federal funding available to beef up call center staffing, much of that comes from COVID-19 relief packages, which worries Bogwat because the funding is short-term and will expire in a few years. Mental health advocates in Illinois say they need lawmakers to appropriate a specific long-term funding source for 988. But so far, that hasn't happened. I'm Carter Barrett, Side Effects Public Media.
If you or someone you know is having thoughts of suicide, call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-TALK or text HOME to 741-741. The Illinois Department of Human Services responded after publication to say the state has set a goal of improving the in-state response rate to crisis calls to 90% within the next year. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be sunny with a high of 91 degrees. That's it for today. Reporting today contributed by Alex Degman, Brian Moline, Jane Carlson, and Carter Barrett. Music by the Kilbourn Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Farrah Anderson. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.